Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nellie Akalp is here. Nellie is founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, an online legal document filing service. She and her husband are serial entrepreneurs, and she's here to talk to us about how to do a better job of taking care of our financial business. Nellie Akalp, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So remind the audience what you guys do in your business.
CorpNet provides the most comprehensive, cost-effective services to small business owners, entrepreneurs, startups who want to start a business or have an existing business and want to take that business to the next level. We provide legal document filings if somebody needs to incorporate a business, set up an LLC, or merely just file a DBA and start their sole proprietorship
doing
or
business
partnership.
As.
Doing mm-hmm. business as, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we provide the services in all 50 states, and we cater to everyone and anyone. And really what makes us different and unique is the fact that really we're in the business of building the client's future and really holding their hand throughout the business building process,
which includes some of the stuff that you're doing on your website, includes a fine article by one of your writers, Anna Helowski, on
invoicing. Great writer, yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Anna is one of the staff writers at NerdWallet, and she often contributes to the CorpNet blog. And
Right. She
wanted to write an article on tips to how to effectively invoice your clients.
So there are two issues with invoicing. Of course, I guess you could say three. First, you have to do the work to get an invoice, right, to be able to justify the invoice. Then you have to do the invoice.
Yes.
Then you have to collect the money. And so from the time that you do the work till you collect your money, is that period of time you've expended resources, energy, if not materials, time, but you haven't gotten paid for it yet. So
exactly.
what's always amazed me, Nellie, is that how many small business owners just hate invoicing their customers? I've never understood that. That was the happiest day of my life every month was when I could bill customers.
Exactly.
I don't understand the reluctance.
Yes, and here's the bottom line, is that you can't eliminate the nudging of your clients to have them pay, but you can certainly make invoicing less stressful, as Anna lays it out for us.
Right, and the first thing she says is put your expectations in writing. Tell us what she means by that.
Exactly, and from a small business owner standpoint and someone who runs a small business, and we have a full-on accounts receivable area where we do have to invoice and get people to renew the services with us, it's very, very important to lay out your expectations in writing and make sure the customer is aware and fully informed as to the fact that what they're about to expect as far as a quote within an email or by telephone before they actually receive that actual invoice.
Right, exactly. So, this is very important, folks. When the best time to talk to customers about how you expect them to pay you is before they owe you any money. Up front, get it all out up front. So, do it. You can do it in verbally, but then you want to follow it up and remind them that this is what we said. Because you know why, Nellie? Because they're doing this with their customers.
Correct. And then for those businesses that obviously have a ton of clientele and have a ton of invoicing to get out, and, you know, as your business grows, you'll have clients who've come on board at different dates from other clients.
Right.
So you may want to consider using an invoicing software such as PayPal,
right,
FreshBooks, QuickBooks that can streamline the invoicing process for you and that can make it a ton of less tedious and less headache for you.
There are programs out there, like she's talking about, folks, where at any given time, as long as you've been putting in the information of the business the customer is doing with you, at any given time, it can spit out an invoice for you. Right?
Correct. And the other thing is that not only it could spit out the invoice for you, but the software itself has the capability of tracking your invoices consistently and sending out reminders to your clientele. So that, for example, if somebody's coming up to being 30 days late or 60 days late, they can get a different variation of the invoice.
Right, maybe another color paper or something. You
correct.
Send on red, pink paper or something.
Correct.
Something,
correct.
So they know this is different. And,
so it creates a sense of urgency
and you can
for
set,
them.
And you can set your own parameters, can't you, for when to do that. You can tell the program what to do, and it'll do that for you.
Correct. But all this aside, I think it's super, super important to make sure that the client has ample notice and enough time to review the invoice. Thereby,
right,
it's super, super important to send out your invoices prior to their due date. So
let me tell you something else that's important. You're talking about making it clear. One of the things that I've always done is be very specific about what the invoice was for. Whenever I had my consulting business, I identified the day I worked for them, the project I worked on, and the time and the amount of time I spent on that project. And so they had a pretty darn detailed report. I get invoices. I've gotten invoices from consultants, and it's just one number.
Correct.
I don't like that. I want to see the breakdown, don't you?
Yes, and absolutely. And that's why clarity and consistency and follow-up is the key. Because when you're engaged with your client and when you're nurturing and cultivating that relationship, mm-hmm, all the way up to the point where the invoice is due, then your clients feel safe and your clients are more eager to pay you timely.
That's
instead
right.
of paying you.
And they won't,
you know,
and they won't begrudge paying you if you can explain, because they forget that projects you've worked on for them.
Correct.
If you identify it or whatever you, if it's a product, they forget that they bought that. And if you detail
yes.
it, they can't say forget. I need your website quickly, Nellie, quickly.
www.corpnet.com. Email us to info@corpnet.com.
Corpnet.com. Quick break. Stay with me. 20 hours.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.